Welcome back to the ZCast podcast. I'm Neo, joined as always by Trinity, and we are diving into the metrics for January 3rd, 2026. Yesterday was characterized by some extreme volatility, particularly regarding fees and transferred value. Today, Trinity, we see a network that appears to be cooling slightly, but with some very interesting underlying improvements in core privacy metrics.
That's right, Neo. The sheer drop-off in total value transferred is the first thing that catches the eye. But I think the true story is in the shield. Let's start there. How did the privacy layer perform today compared to the intense volume we tracked yesterday?
It's a compelling juxtaposition. While the overall transparency activity dropped significantly, down from over 6,800 transparent transactions to about 5,600, the usage of the shielded pool has actually become much healthier. We saw 224 shielded transactions today, up from 185 yesterday. Critically, this pushed the overall percentage of shielded transactions to 3.81%, a substantial increase from the 2.63% registered on the previous day.
So even with fewer overall transfers, a higher proportion of users actively chose the privacy features. That suggests organic adoption or sustained usage rather than just volume chasing.
Exactly. Furthermore, the net privacy flow anomaly we discussed yesterday, which showed a massive net outflow of 524 ZEC, has largely corrected. Today, the net outflow was only 111 ZEC. We saw 1,641 ZEC shield against 1,752 ZEC deshielding. The hemorrhaging of funds from the shielded pool has slowed dramatically, approaching a relative equilibrium. However, it's worth noting the profile of the transactions has changed. The median absolute shielded value delta fell from 6.25 ZEC yesterday down to 3.75 ZEC today. This suggests the activity driving the shield is comprised of smaller, perhaps more regular transactions, rather than large sporadic movements.
That movement profile dovetails nicely into our discussion of overall network throughput and the dramatic decline in large value transfers. Neo, the total ZEC transferred plummeted today, falling from nearly 980,000 ZEC yesterday to just 374,000 ZEC today. What does this massive contraction in volume, and consequently total USD transferred, down from over $513 million to $183 million, tell us about whale behavior?
It signals a significant reduction in high-stakes activity. We classify the largest movements as whale transactions, and that count dropped about 26%, from 1,294 down to 951 today. When we couple that with the 62% reduction in overall ZEC transferred, the conclusion is clear. The large batch processing, speculation, or institutional movements that defined yesterday's high volume have paused. The network is fundamentally quieter from a capital velocity perspective, which is reflected in the lower estimated TPS of 0.068.
And how did this cool down affect the fee environment? Yesterday was wildly anomalous due to an extreme outlier fee payment. Has the network normalized?
It absolutely has. Though we still detect an outlier, it's orders of magnitude less disruptive. Yesterday's maximum transaction fee was in the tens of millions of dollars, skewing the average fee to over $6,500. Today, the network corrected. The median transaction fee remains incredibly healthy, sitting at $0.0488. This is the true indicator of generalized network costs. However, we still processed a transaction with a maximum fee of nearly $288. While substantial and clearly indicating intentional high-priority movement, it pales in comparison to the previous day's extreme anomaly. This pattern confirms that the vast majority of users are paying negligible costs, but very large entities occasionally utilize the fee structure for immediate guaranteed confirmation or specialized accounting. The $516 average transaction fee today is entirely a product of this one high-cost outlier, not congestion.
So, to synthesize this for our listeners, we've experienced a significant reduction in overall speculative whale volume, which drove the throughput metrics down. But beneath that, the fundamental health of the privacy layer improved significantly. Higher shielded transaction percentage, lower net outflow, and a normalization of the fee market after yesterday's major anomaly.
Precisely. Today's data suggests that the underlying adoption of Zcash's privacy features is strengthening, even as the high-volume speculators retreat. The stability in the median fee reinforces the network's robustness and availability.
A clear, though quieter day for Zcash. Neo, thank you for those insights.
Always a pleasure, Trinity.